Hello, prayer moms. Welcome to episode 6 of Daily Declarations for Prayer Moms. And I purposely left a bit of a gap between my last episodes and this one because it is really, really important that you begin to understand and fully align and believe with everything in your being the truths and realities that exist for us in the blood of Jesus. And I wanted you to start praying the blood of Jesus and letting that soak in and ruminate over and over and over so that you go into the depths of really what exists for us and who we are because of the blood of Jesus. And then later on, when you start to pray and make prayer declarations for your children and your family members, you're actually not just saying words. If you were just saying words, your words wouldn't have the power to accomplish anything. But when the words that you speak that carry belief, and those beliefs are based in something that's true and real in heaven, when your words carry your belief, there's actually power. Your words are empowered to manifest and to activate those spiritual truths and realities. Because a spiritual concept, a spiritual truth, a spiritual reality, something that exists that's a spiritual thing in heaven, in order for it to come into this earthly realm and manifest and be activated in this earthly realm, it has to come through a person. And there are two ways that a person can activate a spiritual concept, truth, or reality. One is through your words, and number two is with your beliefs. So those two things is what activates a spiritual thing in this earthly realm. So it's really important that when you pray these things and you declare them, that they're carrying your belief as well. And your belief in these things, meaning you know in the core of your being and everything you are, that this is real and this is true. And when your beliefs are aligned with your words, there's power. Your words are empowered to then activate that thing in the earth, on the earth, that thing that exists in heaven. So here we go today. I'm just going to jump into it. And this prayer declaration that I'm going to show you today, I do pretty much every day. It's a kind of a short, all-encompassing prayer declaration just to activate protection and safety over your family for the day. So here we go. And I always start with the blood of Jesus just to get my mind, my thoughts, my emotions, and my beliefs aligned with the truth. So thank you, Father God, for this day. Thank you for your goodness that you have designed into this day for myself and my family. And I thank you for your blood, Jesus, that is applied over the doorposts of our hearts, that saves us, heals us, delivers us, sets us free, and makes us well. Thank you for that, Jesus. And I pray the blood of Jesus over myself and name your children, each one of my children, and over my husband, name your husband. And I declare and decree and release every truth and reality, purchase, payment, accomplishment, finished work of the cross, provision in your blood and sacrifice, Jesus, and victory in your death and resurrection on the earth, in this earthly realm, over myself and my family, and also flowing within us exactly as it exists in heaven, in the name and authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Messiah. And I surround myself and my family with divine protection, safety, love, life, light, truth, and presence of Almighty God. Round about us, upon us, encompassing us, encircling us, covering us, and hemming us in as a shield, defense, and force field. And flowing powerfully within our spirits, our souls, and our bodies. And resonating and radiating out from us everywhere we walk, everything we touch, everything we think, see, say, and do. In the name and authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Messiah, amen. So be it.